I found the record at a thrift shop not that long ago. I think it was the 70s style cover art that caught my eye, with the likeness of an old man in a flannel shirt and a ball cap, staring off into the distance with a cloud of smoke rising behind him. This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and the guy in the picture is folk hero, contrarian, and human country song Harry R. Truman.
Listen to the story of a man called Harry Truman, who lived his life upon the mountainside.
This Harry Truman, not to be confused with the U.S. president, was the owner of a lodge on Spirit Lake near the foot of Mount St. Helens. His story became a legend almost instantly. The record is called Your Spirit Lives On, The Musical Legend of Harry Truman. It came out in 1981. The songs tell and embellish the tale of Truman stubbornly refusing to leave his lodge, even as friends and scientists and government types warned him that the mountain was about to blow. As he famously said, that mountain and that lake are a part of Truman, and I'm a part of it. Harry R. Truman was an anti-hero of the American West right out of Central Casting. His colorful language, his ever-present whiskey and coke, his middle finger to authority. And here's something I hadn't really realized, having transplanted to the Northwest about 3 decades after the eruption. Truman didn't become a folk hero when he died. He was already famous by then. For months, news teams there to report on the volcano's rumblings would visit Truman. He'd oblige them with invective, and then they would spread the folklore across the world.
Give 'em hell, Harry, we're all right behind you. Don't let him push you around. It's your mountain, you can stay if you want to. Don't have to come down.
Historian Richard Slatta wrote that Truman's death, quote, immortalized him as a figure with many of the embellished qualities of the Western hero, and that those were, quote, in some ways quite different from his true character. So, Paul Bunyan isn't real. John Henry never sat down with a Japanese news crew, and you can't hear Davy Crockett's voice on YouTube. We can have their legends and not worry about the messy fact of their humanity. But Truman is all there in the flesh, along with his beloved cats.
I tell them if they don't like my apples, don't shake my tree.
The press has blown it up. They have blown it out of all proportion.
Can't hardly make it, honey. The old broken down man, but I'm taking pills.
Spirit Lake and Mount St. Helens is my life, folks. I've lived there 50 years. It's a part of me.
Richard Slatta, the historian, summed it up this way. To some, he was nothing more than a crusty codger. So I, for one, am a little bit torn about celebrating this guy. On the one hand, what he did was self-destructive and blockheaded and probably killed the 16 cats that he supposedly loved so much. And yet, it was only by being at the wrong place at the wrong time that Harry Truman became the fullest version of himself.
If you look high on the mountain, you can see him in the garden, and through the lonesome when you hear him say.
Today on the show, our theme is Wrong Place, Wrong Time. Stories of people stuck in circumstances they can't control, and what's revealed by the choices they make.
God gave him his own mountain in the sky.